You're listening to Brothers Beard Balm Radio. And now for another sledding story with David Sheely. So in the last episode, I was talking about how I really don't like winter weather, and there isn't really anything that I enjoy doing during the winter, at least not something that's going to take me outside. When I was younger, yeah, I enjoyed sledding. There were times where, oh man, we've got family videos of my dad taking us sledding they're hilarious. I mean, it's so much fun to watch my dad when he was younger, outside with us, going down the hill. It's just one of those things that it's memories that you can look back on, in your childhood and really appreciate those. There was one time back when my family lived on 9th Avenue in Rockford, my older brother had this, he filled up this little kiddie pool that we had in the backyard, and he filled it up with snow. And then he climbs up onto the garage and proceeds to jump off the garage. He did it with a sled. He actually got in the sled, sled down the slope of the roof into the kiddie pool. Of course, it's cold outside. The kiddie pool's plastic. He just demolished it. It was hilarious. The kiddie pool just smashed completely. It was done for. There's this other time. I think I was home from college one winter, and my best friend Danny and I, we decided to go across the street to North Love, which is where we graduated from high school. And we took our sleds over there, and they've got this big hill next to the gymnasium. It leads up to the soccer field, and it was kind of our go-to place for sledding. Well, this particular time, it was just he and I. We go out there. One of us had an inner tube. The other had a toboggan. One of those, 5-6-foot deals made out of wood. And so he goes down on the inner tube first, just flies down the hill. And at the bottom, of course, he goes maybe 20, 30 feet and just kind of wipes out. He's laying on the ground in the snow, inner tube next to him. And here I come down the hill with the wooden toboggan, and wouldn't you know it, I ran right smack into him. Now, I don't know how this happened exactly, but I think the toboggan got flipped around. It's facing backwards. One of the boards hits Danny in the back, and it breaks the toboggan. So it's snapped, broken apart. The inner tube's flat. He's laying there going, I'm dying. And I'm just totally dazed. I'm like, I have no idea what just happened. So there's no punchline to the story. It just was really funny, and I want to share that with you. So that's your random sledding stories for today. Thank you very much. What do you think? Was the drum line in the story too much, or did it kind of add to build the suspense? I don't know. You tell me. I want your feedback. Let me know. In the last episode, I shared with you a Christmas song. It was Winter Weather, part of a CD that I have called A Big Band Christmas. And I enjoy the song just because it's kind of an upbeat, silly song, talking about having your love to keep you warm, that sort of thing. Today, I want to share a song with you that it's by an a cappella group called Rescue. And it's from their album, The First Christmas, which is back from 2001. This is legitimately one of my absolute favorite Christmas songs. The song is a reminder that even though some of our Christmas celebrations may change, there's some things that never do, and it's a reminder about what Christmas is really about. All right, so if you're listening via the Anchor app, I want you to send me a message. Let me know what your favorite Christmas song is. Can you do that? Send me a message. Let me know what your favorite Christmas song is. I just want to say thank you for listening to Brothers Beard Balm Radio. And remember, if you're looking for beard care products... that would be my phone ringing. So as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, go to brothersbeardbalm.biz for all of your beard care needs. We have balms and oils. We also have a hand balm for the ladies. That's brothersbeardbalm.biz.